Federal officials say they were the largest immigration raids in a decade. To the people who experienced them, the raids were traumatic.
I saw something very violent, like an invasion with a lot of agents, a lot of buses, black trucks detaining people from the plant. It was very, how may I say, like a horror movie.
That's Luis Cartagena. He's a pastor from Morton, Mississippi. His town was one of several where ICE agents detained nearly 700 immigrant workers at poultry plants across the state. Dozens of the people detained were released today, but the impact on the broader communities is still being felt. Amelia McGowan is an attorney at the Mississippi Center for Justice. She fielded calls from frightened children and other relatives of the people targeted by ICE agents.
They were at home and their family members were working and their family members just didn't come home. I got a call from a young woman who was panicked because she had spoken with several young people who couldn't find their parents. They were all having trouble just getting basic information on where their parents were, if their parents were going to come home. Really a lot of chaos and confusion.
It was also the first day of school for some children in Mississippi. What did that mean for the school kids whose parents were swept up in these raids? Like, when did they
find out? It had to have been terrifying. I can't even imagine what it had to have been like. You know, obviously you're, you know, dressed up for school. You got your new backpack, all your school supplies, and then this horror happens. I can't imagine the terror that they must have faced. You know, this is going to ruin the whole school year, obviously. Yeah, I just can't imagine what it's got to be like.
And do you know when these school kids found out what had happened to their parents? Was it during the school day?
Some of those children knew pretty early in the day that this had happened. Other students, I understand, were coming home in the buses. And I understand that in some counties, the bus drivers were given instructions not to drop off children if, you know, they couldn't actually view anybody in the house.
Wow.
It's been unclear what happened to the children after that. I've heard rumors that some of the children actually went back to the schools. And unfortunately, I don't know what happened to a lot of those children.
One of the clients you're representing is a 19-year-old asylum seeker. Can you tell us her story? Like, when and where was she taken into custody yesterday?
She was working at one of the plants in one of the communities that was raided. She and her relative had the early shift and two other relatives had the later shift. So they were actually at home. As they were leaving, as they were preparing to leave the workplace, they were arrested and taken in. The family members found out and actually got a very tearful call from the family members saying they didn't know what happened to them. Yeah, and it was just very difficult for them and even me to get information about what had happened.
How much access to legal aid do your clients have, and how much access do you have to your clients?
So I've got both, you know, clients who are involved and also family members of clients or just community members who called me yesterday. It's been very difficult to find information. Of course, a lot of rumors going around. The other tremendous issue is legal access. So in Mississippi, there are very few nonprofit pro bono immigration legal service providers. I've been extremely proud. In Mississippi, our lawyers have really stepped up. Both those who have immigration backgrounds and others who have family law backgrounds who are interested in helping children whose maybe parents or guardians were arrested.
I mean, there is talk of some swift deportations possibly coming up. I mean, are you concerned that you might not actually be able to access your clients before they're put on a plane?
Yes, very concerned. So for people who have outstanding removal orders, people who have been removed in the past, I understand their removal is going to be very quick. For others will have a right to see an immigration judge, but many, as I understand that many people are taken to detention centers in Louisiana in very rural locations where legal access is also very difficult.
Have these raids just put a pall across the kind of wider communities you serve?
Absolutely. And, you know, I have clients who have legal status. We represent a lot of people who have gotten asylum, and many live in that area and are terrified of what will happen with them. Because now they're concerned that even if they have status, that they'll be perceived not to have status and be arrested. We heard rumors yesterday of people who had status and were interrogated and things like that. So that fear is absolutely there. And I can't imagine the fear and trauma that children are facing, even going to school. Obviously, their school year is going to be marred. And, you know, I think teachers are affected, school administrators are affected, childcare workers are affected, churches are affected, everyone's affected.
Amelia McGowan, an attorney at the Mississippi Center for Justice. She represents some of the families directly impacted by yesterday's ICE raids at several companies in Mississippi. Amelia, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Marco.